This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to get your thoughts on the Bills' big 28-21 win over the Chiefs tonight.
Absolutely incredible. Incredible experience, incredible environment. Glad we were able to pull it off.
Now, I know that this is the 10th time that these two teams have met over the last six seasons, and usually the Bills have the Chiefs' number during the regular season. I mean, your thoughts just in terms of the way that they performed today and whether or not that maybe changes your mindset with the way the team is going to head into the rest of the season. And I mean, it's potential. We'll see these two teams play again in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, we need to learn how to close it out for those playoff games, and we did that tonight. So hopefully build upon that, and we'll meet them again, I'm certain, and I'm looking forward to the same outcome.
It's been 2 weeks since they've come out of the bye, and it looks like each week they've had a nice complimentary, complete effort. Just how nice is to see that out of the bye after the two losses before the bye where the team kind of looked disjointed?
Yeah, it was so encouraging because I think if you would have asked me a month ago if the Bills and the Chiefs were playing, what our chances were, I'd felt really, really good about it. But then the Chiefs sort of ascended and the Bills had those two losses. So I'm just thrilled that we were able to get the win.
All right, heading to Miami next week, and just your thoughts on next week and just the rest of the season as you look ahead.
Yeah, got to keep it going, right? But I feel really confident. Great about this win. Got to keep it up.
Very good. Anything else you want to add?
Go Bills!
Danny, just your thoughts on the big win for the Bills today over the Chiefs.
Yeah, big win, you know, just hyped that they beat the Chiefs. Regular season win. I mean, any win's a good win.
I know that these two teams are very familiar with each other. I know that they've matched up and the Bills have been more successful in the regular season. Does that change your mindset in terms of the way that things kind of play out with the two teams over the course of the rest of the season and just where things kind of go from here?
I mean, I think any win's a good win, so I don't really think of it as like regular season win's a big win. I just think any win is a good win for the Bills, you know. So I'm happy with a regular season win, and I hope that leads to a postseason win.
I know that leading up to the bye, the Bills seemed a little disjointed on both sides of the ball, but for the last 2 weeks, they seem to have been a little bit more on the same page and a little more complete effort. How optimistic is that for you?
Yeah, no, I'm very optimistic. You know, they got the break, and then they beat the Panthers, beat the Chiefs. I feel good about it. Maybe they just needed a little time off. I still think that they're the best team in the NFL, so, I feel good about it.
All right, next week they head to Miami, and just how you feeling about that and how things kind of play out for the rest of the season here going forward?
Honestly, I feel super confident. I think the Bills are the best team in the NFL. I think that they're going to squish the fish next week. And honestly, I think this is a year. I truly believe that the NFL is just a little bit down this year in general, like with teams. I don't think there's necessarily a front runner. So I think the Bills are really, I think the Bills are the best team in the NFL. I think they're going to get it done. Going forward, I feel pretty confident.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.
Your thoughts just with the Bills coming away with another regular season victory over the Chiefs here in week 9?
It was amazing. Like, the way that Mr. Allen did his thing was incredible. And they ran the ball like nobody's business. You haven't seen anybody run the ball like that. I was thoroughly impressed.
Well, when it comes to just, I know that these two teams have met plenty over the last six seasons, yeah. And I know the Bills have had their successes over the Chiefs. I mean, does that impact your thoughts overall in terms of kind of where things go from here between these two teams? I know that, you know, some fans are happy to get a regular season win, but, you know, they may just say, doesn't matter, just do it in the postseason.
No. It, like, now I know the Bills own the Chiefs. That was... really clear today, which is awesome, because when they run the ball, it's unbelievable.
Bills by a billion, man. Yeah. We're gonna get them. We own them in the regular season. We own them in the playoffs.
And here's the other thing. I will tell you this: the Bills defense, when it came to it, they were amazing.
They were there.
Fourth down in the first quarter, going into halftime, second quarter, unbelievable. The Bills defense stepped up today. The interception in the fourth quarter sealed the deal when the Chiefs were coming back, you know, make a run in the fourth quarter. The Bills defense stepped up today, complimented the offense. Unbelievable.
Yeah, how nice has that been over the last couple of weeks? I know heading into the bye week, both sides of the ball maybe were a little disjointed, not together on the same page, but two straight weeks out of the bye where they've come out and they've put up a pretty complete effort to get a couple of nice, convincing wins.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, when you get people to get on the same page and they're going the same direction, it's unbelievable to watch. It's fun. It's actually fun.
We know Josh Allen's great, but the defense stepping up and matching that is what makes this team, you know, fun to watch and something that we can see all the way through the playoffs.
Correct.
And next week they go to Miami, and then where do you see, how are you feeling confident about their matchup next week and just over the next few weeks as they continue to push for another AFC East title and a top spot in the AFC?
So you're saying that next week's a bye week?
I mean, I don't know if I'd say that, but.
So you're saying next week's a bye week? All right, well, yeah, okay.
I feel a lot better about going and playing at Miami than having the Chiefs here. Mm-hmm. And we saw what we did today. I feel good about next week.
So you're saying it's a bye week.
Next week should be straightforward. Do what you need to do. Take care of your business. We should take care of it. Yeah.
Very good. Anything else you guys want to add?
No, we're good. Go Bills!
Bills by a billion.
Your reactions to the Bills' big win tonight over the Chiefs?
Well, I'm from Omaha, and it's Chiefs Nation, but I'm Bills Mafia all the way. And that's what we do, Bills Mafia. We're so excited about this team.
I know that these two teams have met a lot of times over the last six seasons, and I know the Bills are, you know, they've been more successful in the regular season compared to the playoffs, but, I mean, still can't take that away from the Bills with the way that they, especially a performance like today.
That defense was rocking tonight. And Mahomes, Kelsey, I mean, Bills Mafia, we're coming. And playoffs, January, hopefully here. And it's going to be great. Yeah.
I know that before the bye week, the Bills were kind of struggling on both sides of the ball, maybe a little disjointed on both sides. But last 2 weeks, I mean, we've seen a pretty complete effort from both sides of the ball in the wins against the Panthers and now against the Chiefs. How confident, you know, how much of a boost of confidence is that for you?
That's amazing. Just what a crowd. A few last games, home games for this beautiful stadium. O.J. Simpson played here. I mean, oh, my God, Jim Kelly. Andre Reed, so many greats. Yeah. I mean, so this is amazing. We're soaking up every win.
All right. Bills are off to Miami next week, and then they're continuing to battle with New England for the AFC East. How do you feel things are playing out, and where's sort of your level here going forward?
I'm confident in the Bills. You know, Atlanta on a Monday night, I mean, no one wins in Atlanta on a Monday night. Mm-hmm. So I'm confident in the Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.